Hello and welcome to our series of iVoice podcasts, bite-sized learning and top tips from Voice at the Table to help you believe it when you say, I can and I will be successful. Each podcast will only take 10 minutes of your time, and in each episode, one of our experts at Voice at the Table will share her chosen I strategy. I'm Andrea James, and today I'm delighted to introduce Jane Constantinis, who will be talking to us about the I that she thinks is important for success. Jane is a communication skills expert at Voice at the Table. So welcome, Jane. What is your I and why have you chosen it?
Hi, Andrea. I've chosen innovation, innovative. And in the context of communication, which is the thing that interests me, I think we must be more innovative than was previously needed or expected. And I think the reason for that is actually slightly depressing. It's that our audiences have an ever decreasing concentration span. And of course, we are sometimes those audiences, aren't we? And there are various bits of research that support that. So the average clip that's viewed on YouTube these days is 2.5 minutes. The average soundbite in the States has gone down to, I think it's 9 seconds. And do you remember Microsoft did some research last year into human concentration span? And we came out as only being able to concentrate for something like 8 seconds. So we're like goldfish.
Oh, no.
So I hope you're still concentrating, Andrea.
I'm old school.
It means that we as communicators have to work very, very hard to hold our audience's attention. And that's why we have to be innovative. And
being innovative as a communicator?
Yeah. I mean, I think in the olden days when we all learned communication skills and presentation skills, it was that mantra, wasn't it? Tell them what you're going to tell them it, and then tell them what you told them. I think we've moved on from that now. I think we are more sophisticated as communicators, and audiences are more sophisticated. So I think the starting point for being an innovative communicator is to understand your audience. And this is a big thing for me, as it's what I teach in all of my sessions and all of my masterclasses. It's the starting point for any piece of communication, whether you're writing marketing copy for a business or a website or speaking out loud. You must have a very thorough understanding of your audience, what makes them tick. Because it's only when you understand what they know, what they're feeling, the mood that they're in when they're in front of you. And a key question here is, what's in it for them? Because every audience that you will ever communicate with is thinking, what's in this for me? And so the starting point for innovation is to understand as much as you possibly can about the audience. Because that gives you an opportunity to resonate with them. And that's such a powerful word, to resonate with an audience. So once you've got into the habit of putting your audience at the very heart of your communication and making that the first thing that you do when you're preparing, the rest will flow. But there are some other obvious things that you can look at. One I call the raised eyebrow moment to try to make it memorable. And what I mean by that is that you deliberately build in to your content, the content that you're planning, something that will provoke the audience. And of course, you can't see us, but, you know, the raised eyebrow kind of, ooh, maybe even the little noise, because you've given them something that is surprising, that is engaging, that is memorable. These are all the words that we're trying to achieve, aren't we, by being innovative. And it could be a visual, it could be a prop, it could be a case study, it could be a fact, but something that you know is going to reach them and create a raised eyebrow moment.
I see now what you mean by needing to understand your audience, because you wouldn't know what would raise their eyebrows otherwise.
Exactly, exactly. And actually, it makes our lives easier. If we do that initial bit of groundwork, you know, it's putting the foundations in before we build the building, everything becomes simpler from then on. So raised eyebrow, choreography is another word I use a lot and I find very helpful. And what I mean by that is thinking about the shape or the pattern or the rhythm or the pulse of a piece of communication. It's just like a piece of music, really. And what we want to avoid is a stream of consciousness, because that's like one note, one flat note for a long time, and they will switch off. So it's thinking about how you open, how you close, whether it's a meeting or a formal presentation. And it doesn't have to be, hello, I'm Jane Constantinis, and today I'm going to talk to you about, and I'm going to go through A, B, and C. And then at the end, it's thank you for watching. I've been through A, B, and C. You can be more creative in the way that you open or the way that you close. You might open with a quotation. You might open with a rhetorical question. You might open with a getting the audience to actually do something. But it's being more creative in how you choreograph that piece of communication and the order that you communicate the ideas, for example. Structure is really, really important for keeping audiences' attention. And then the other thing that I feel is very, very important is the idea of contrast. So back to our audiences drifting off after 8 seconds or 2.5 minutes. That's like TED Talks are 20 minutes, because neuroscientists have worked out that after 10 minutes, the audience is, the brain, the human brain actually starts to drift off. Steve Jobs was a masterful communicator. And in the context of choreography and contrast, he was utterly brilliant. And there are books written about his style. There's one where there's actually a timeline of a presentation. It shows you what he was doing minute, practically second by second. And we as communicators must ring the changes as we go along. So 1 minute we can be giving some factual, maybe some rather dense content, but then by way of contrast, we might follow up with a case study. We might follow up with a personal anecdote of how that worked for us, or a project that went very well because of the factual content. It's about bringing in props or having amazing visuals. But if you think of it as a piece of music and it's about choreography, it will enable you to be more innovative.
Yeah, so some of the time, and most of the time, in fact, the entire presentation might be quite long. But if we have these pieces in between all choreographed together to keep people's attention, that's what we need to, I guess, be innovative about, right? How can we feed the short attention spans for a longer piece?
Absolutely, absolutely. And being aware that every few minutes, certainly, we need to do something different is the key to this. And it might be that we use physical movement, for example, as part of our choreography. So we might be standing behind a lectern for a few minutes, delivering maybe some factual content. But then when we come on to describe how that worked in practice for us, for example, with a client or on a project, we could move away from the lectern and walk to the other side of the stage. And then we can also make better eye contact with the people at the other side of the auditorium. But it's about doing it all very deliberately and mapping it out in advance. And this is innovation. I mean, it's quite nuts and bolts. It's very practical, but it still is innovation.
So speaking of the end of our structure, it's sad, but we've come to the end of our podcast. So what three tips can very, very quickly can our listeners take away with them?
Yeah. Understand the audience. Get under the skin of the audience, because everything will flow from there. Work into your content a raised eyebrow moment, maybe even with the little noise. If you get the little noise, that's an added bonus. And think about the choreography of your piece. Think about it as if it's a piece of music. You need loud bits and soft bits and bits where there's repetition, and pauses. I think those three tips will really help everybody to be more innovative in communication terms.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Jane, for your insights on how to be innovative as a communicator.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening. Remember that on our website, you can get some brief show notes for this podcast, and you can also learn about relevant workshops, access useful resources, and of course, get more of these podcasts. So go to Voice at the Table for more. I'm Andrea James, and we look forward to talking to you again at the next iVoice. Thank you, and goodbye.